Hello?
Hey, Muriel.
Oh, hello,
Mike here
yes.
again with Hoffenmaser.
How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thank you for asking. Is this a better time now?
Yes. I don't have a lot of time, but yes, I'm listening.
Okay, we'll try to make this quick.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
Go ahead.
You're sending offer for SEO and all that, but I'm not really ready. I need somebody who can do like the whole website and pictures and because I mean there's no point pushing the website when it's not, it's not ready. I know there's a lot of problems with
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and it's pretty, I think you built it yourself in Squarespace. Is that correct?
Yes.
Atelier Luxembourg.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and you're right. We'd have to start from scratch, and that means you'd need a new website that portrays your business better, because I love the work you do, and it's but the website that you have, it doesn't show much. I mean, it just shows the pictures and everything, but I think it could be done much better. So yeah, you're right. We'd have to start over, and you'd need a new website to start with. So we do website development, and like we mentioned in the email, we are actually a software development company. Our forte is website design and development, and then mobile app design and development as well, just in case you're interested in getting a mobile application done. And then once that's done and you love the website we do, that's when we go ahead and we can do the marketing for you as well. So I think you've already had a bit of a taste of the kind of marketing we do, given that we're speaking today, right? So that's thanks to our marketing team. And if we can get clients like you, then there's no reason we cannot get clients to you when we work for you and we do the marketing for you. So we're familiar with SEO. We can help you with social media marketing as well. We can, in fact, we have some pretty amazing partnerships with publication companies and fashion magazines, especially the kind of fashion you do. I remember a week ago we signed up with this pretty new but pretty happening startup that does what do you call that? Upcycling. Are you familiar with upcycling?
Yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of that. I'm not showing you a lot. Like you said, the website doesn't show very much what I do. But also on purpose because, I just want to show the show. So far, for me, online is kind of a zero for me. I have to do it, but it's almost like, a negative. I don't know why I answered you because I have offered all the time. Somehow maybe you were nicer or I just got lucky. I'm going to be difficult to, to get as a customer because I have no money. I'm very small
Okay.
and not very interesting in that sense as a customer. It's more worries than, a lot of people, they don't even want to deal with me because, it's just not enough.
Right. With the kind of beautiful work you do, I think there's a lot more that your website can have, and on top of a much better design, we could even show how you make all these articles. And I know you mentioned that you've kind of kept it low key for a purpose, and probably to make sure the ideas are not stolen and stuff like that. But I think with something like this, it's not everyone's cup of tea anyway, right? And you could probably even teach people a bit to how to get about making such articles and pieces. And then if you don't want to do that, which is totally understandable, I think whatever you have right now and the kind of work you do, that could be displayed a lot better. And then, like I
Oh
said, we can help you
yes.
with the marketing as
You
well.
can only do better. I know. And even I did better without, in the past. But it took, I was doing it, so I know how much time it takes and how. I mean, if you're a professional, it's probably faster and you know what you're doing. But when you don't know what you're doing, it's the
Yeah, the
same.
only
It's the
problem with
same with what I do.
The only problem with a website like this that you have right now, A, it's not designed before it's developed, right? You always have to design like static screens and your color scheme, the content, everything needs to be put together before you actually get to the development. This other developer that you work with that has probably built the website for you, they've just started developing the website. And then second, Squarespace, it's a drag and drop builder. It's like a legal block for building websites, right? And, you know, while it's easy, it probably can be used by anyone with about 30 minutes of a head start and training. It's not really, you know, a professional
website developer.
But it shows.
I agree.
Yes.
It's a pain. It makes me waste my time. It was better in the beginning when it was simpler. Now it's useless.
Yeah, I mean, it does what it does for you now, but I think we can do a much better website for you. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's also, I mean, I don't know what you can offer me and for how much, and I don't know. Maybe you give me an example of someone else you worked with. So I can see a little bit how that would, you know, what can be done. Like you were talking about this company.
Oh yeah,
it's not easy to display because I don't have a product. It would be more, with a experience, I see that I need to promote my brand, but more and what I do and doing all what you said, I think you understand very well.
Yeah.
And explain the products and explain what I do without really selling a product. It's really like make people want to buy something that they pretty much haven't seen.
Right.
That's
so you don't
why
wanna...
it's very difficult.
Yeah, you don't want to push it down their throat. You just want to be, you know, subtle
it's
and you want to
that.
Make sure your story goes out.
No, it's not that. Is that just, it's really, it's not that. It's I don't have a product. You know, I did a lot of custom work for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, like, always new things that are, like, tweaked all the time. And it's like, yeah, like a upcycling company would be the same that they... But they usually have, like, a type of thing. So that's what I need to do, like, show the type of stuff that I do. It's not easy to display because it's changing all the time. If I take a picture and push something, it's already sold. People want that, and then they're frustrated. So for me, it's being counterproductive.
Yeah.
If you, as a professional, can find a solution to that, I'll do it. You know, I was about to cancel my online presence. I just can't because, you know, I have to, you know, as a professional, they always ask you your address and you have to have something on there.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, probably the first thing people ask you for is your website, you know, when you introduce your art to them. So I think you still need an online presence, but I get your point. So how do you make money out of it? Like, you know,
the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way. No. Word of mouth, people touch my stuff and they want it. So I feel very strong right now. I don't want to go online and, you know, give all my tricks and because I've been working like, you know, my butt off for the last 10 years when everybody else was doing social media.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's brutal.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, but it's true. And I know there's a huge, huge push for everything that is handmade, upcycled, recycled. And it's really like bringing down, you know, like the image of it. So now I have to present it. So I don't know how to present it so it doesn't look like the gazillion people who are doing their little sidekick on Instagram or Etsy.
Yeah.
I'm making money.
I get your point.
I'm making money.
You are, okay. Great. Okay,
but
good
I don't.
To hear that.
Not enough to you know to. I'm trying to. You know, I need to make a transition. So effectively, it becomes an online brand. That's why I answered because I'm like I feel like I'm ready. Except it's just me for now. It's hard to do everything.
So,
but it's also this question. You know, this strategic question. How do I translate this into online since I don't want to do everybody wants to sell online. I sell physically to people who wants to have an experience and they travel. to get it.
Okay.
So I want to present all that, you know, to explain and show maybe the customers, you know, explain that. But I don't have a lot of good pictures. They're bad. That's why my website is so bad.
Well,
I'm
in
sorry.
That case,
so
yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know, I mean, I know you need to sell and you need to do your business too. When I explain my thing, nobody wants to touch it. It's like, oh, it's too complicated, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, it will come a point where it will be feasible, but it's not easy. And it's not like a package. I can't, you know, I can't just get a package because I know I already paid for that. I had a designer
right.
do it. I had orders. But then, you know, within 3 months, I was exhausted. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. That's total, like, totally not the spirit.
Makes
so,
sense. I tell you what, you know, as you're speaking, I'm kind of gauging how your business works, and I think I probably have an idea for you, and I might be jumping guns on you, but let me try and, you know, lay it out for you. So a website.
willing to do that. If you find the solution, that would be very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about solutions. I'm not going to try and sell you anything. And, you know, it's not, you know, we'll keep this first conversation for regardless of whether we get to work together or not. I'll try and point you in the right direction and be of help today in terms of how to keep an online presence without being too public about it. And, with you know, also countering the challenges that you're facing right now, like you mentioned. You know, you create a product and that's already sold out, you know, and, you know, when by the time someone looks at it on the website. Now, tell me this, from an operational perspective, can you, with the kind of art you do, can you do any kind of products that are in say, larger quantity, like one article design, like 10 pieces?
I'm aiming to that, but they will not, you know, they will not like exactly identical. And
right.
I'm trying to, so my goal is really try to bring the price up so people pay for what they get, because in the beginning I was really like, I was underpricing everything. And with COVID and especially the bags and the free tote era and all that stuff become like completely impossible. So I've been designer for 30 years, so I've done many things, and I switched to do more clothing, so upcycling clothing as well. And it's not really upcycling, really, it's reworking.
It's
like reconstructing completely or partially, and that's what I don't want to show. Because I've been copied around a lot.
Okay.
I know some people who come to visit my site just to see, because I've been also in advertising, and I know how it works. You know, we do that. It's normal.
Right, okay.
Everybody's watching everybody. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I have to be aware of that, and I need to always be – so I need to be able to, like, to put a value on that. And bring value to, I have better pictures. Right now, I'm answering because it's painful for me to watch.
Well, actually,
it's been under-presented. So I don't
know.
Then
I would agree, 100%. I mean, it doesn't, the website or the, you know, your online presence doesn't do justice to what you do. And, you know, especially when I read your bio and your background on your website on the About Us page, and it tells about your journey from Switzerland in 2008 to relocating to Atlanta, Georgia, 2013, and then, you know, all of that mentioned on your website. Unless someone gets here and then, you know, gets inspired by the kind of work you do, it's really hard to tell that this is something really unique and something that is actually an art in its truest form, right? And then again, I do get your point that you want to make sure that it's not copied a lot. But honestly, you cannot 100% eliminate counterfeiting.
I'm being copied as it is. I just need to be able to profit from my own, from my own things. I'm just, I don't know.
So what do you think of...
I don't know. I think you understand very well, very well. You're smart. And then maybe...
All right.
Maybe you can find a way to, you know, like make this in my bio. I didn't want to put it. I had to put it at some point and I left it. And I'm like, okay, everybody, I guess these days they need to know I'm real. I'm a person. I exist. And this is my, you know, this is who I am. But I need to present that better and maybe showcase a few products and
let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, Atelier. So you've been doing this for a long time. How many in total, do you have a count of how many people have purchased at least one product with you or are frequent buyers with you? Say, is that a few hundred?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, hundreds, if not thousands, but yeah, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have 1,000 customers.
Okay, and then I see
and
you
I have a lot of repeat.
And, mm-hmm.
I have a lot of repeat customers who buy a lot.
Okay, there you go. So that's exactly what I wanted to confirm. Now, I think you do exhibitions and you attend art and upcycling exhibitions as they happen as well, right?
Yes, but I'm going to move to art studio. Where are you located?
Well, so I'm based in Illinois, you know, Skokie, Illinois. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not familiar with the area here. But there's a new place that's going to open. You can look it up. It's called the Goat Farm. It's very cool.
Goat Farm.
And
okay.
It's going, yeah, the Goat Farm. And it's going to reopen fairly soon. I'm getting a studio there. And then I will, I need to launch, you know, my brand better. And I want to, you know, to...
You're talking about the Goat Farm Art Center?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at their Facebook
so
page right now.
Yes, so I will need to be able to pay for a nice studio that I'm getting there. And, yes, I will probably choose a couple of lines that I identify that are very commercial that I know that I can put on the website. But at the moment, I don't have production, so I can't really, you know, I mean, I don't want to push the online shopping. I want people to understand it's an experience and explain all the art that's behind and what they can get. But
so,
basically, there's a lot of products I bring also that I don't show. That's why I'm saying it's not necessarily like extremely unique or one of a kind. I have more commercial products that I bring from France, and people are very fond of that. And that I will be able to put online. It will be limited edition or short series, you know, short number, or one of the kind pieces. But then